Well, after 20 years of working with young people and those who sociologists might call socially excluded, I like to think there's not much that surprises me anymore. So it came as a bit of a shock to me a couple of weeks ago, and I went to the YMCA building one afternoon, and I found a group of young men I didn't know standing outside. I suddenly felt slightly intimidated as I approached them. It was a strange sensation, and I realized that perhaps this is what many people feel about groups of young people. Slightly scary, threatening even, perhaps dangerous. I felt quite ashamed, to be honest, particularly when I said hello as I approached, and they responded with an equally warm hi back. They couldn't have been more polite and friendly. And it made me wonder why I'd felt intimidated. After all, I can't remember ever being threatened by a group of young people. So where did that feeling come from? Was it that the repeated demonisation of young people by some parts of the media and by some politicians has somehow worked its way even into my subconscious? So many visitors to the Y have said to me over the years, the young people living here aren't at all what I was expecting. They were brilliant, so friendly, so helpful, so polite. Why on earth did they expect to find anything else? Were they expecting to meet out of control monsters? And more worryingly, have I somehow unwittingly contributed to these stereotypes myself? Wherever these attitudes come from, we have a duty to stand against them, in ourselves, in society, in politics, and in the media. As a follower of Jesus, I believe all people are created equally in God's image. All are of incredible value, worth, and dignity. So how dare I think, even for a moment, that some people are less worthy of respect than others?